Excalibur by Hudson Talbot. Britain was still a young nation when a Welsh country lad named Arthur became its High King, or Pendragon. He had proven his birthright by pulling the Pendragon's sword out of a stone when no one else could. But Arthur also wanted to prove himself worthy of leading his countrymen and used the sword to rally them against their common foe, the Saxons. By the time they had driven the invaders from their shores, the Britons were united behind their brave new leader, and young Arthur's fame soon spread throughout the world. The finest knights had come forth to join Arthur in his campaign against the Saxons, and they rejoiced in their victory together. But with peace returning, each knight soon felt the urge to find his own path again, and one by one they excused themselves from Arthur's company.
"I hear there's a giant causing trouble down in Cornwall," called Sir Ulfius as he waved farewell.
"A dragon was seen in Loch Ness again," said Sir Sagramore. "I'll take care of it this time."
"I'll ride along with you to Glastonbury," said Sir Lionel. "There's a damsel held in a tower by the local witch."
By the time Arthur reached his castle at Caerleon, he was left with only his adviser, Merlin, and a hand.